This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you from Crystal Palace, Selhurst Park. Hasn't gone according to plan yet again. We said this, seven games out of eight we've lost. Last seven, eight games we played, we've only won one, which is not great. Actually, we've lost, I don't even know. I'm sitting here and what are we going to do? At the end of the day, there's not going to be another game till, another league match till the 20th when Over Tony's back. We've got all our players back and I think all our fans are going to be saying we're going to be really looking forward to that moment when all these players come back. We've got the Brentford players right in front of us. They're giving the round of applause. You know, we've got Semen Gordas coming over. He's going to throw his shirt over as well. But to be cognizant of you, they all know it's not been a great end to 2023. 2023 has been back end of it. Out on a bit of a whimper, to be cognizant of you. Been out on a bit of a whimper. There's something. I don't know what to say. I mean, tell me.
We're just an absolute shambles defensively at the moment. We're just going around giving away goals. They were soft goals again, not as disastrous as the other night, but soft goals again. And then we're missing golden chances. I mean, maybe it was harder than it looked from where we're standing. But that chance Wissa had, how he doesn't get that on target is beyond me. But it's, our problems are defensively, and I don't know whether that comes from lack of confidence in the goalkeeper or what, but we are a shambles at the back at the moment, and I think we desperately need leadership. There's no leadership on the pitch. Hopefully Tony coming back will give us that. Hopefully me coming back will give us that. But I don't know where we go from here. And you know, you can't say there are three worse sides than us, because at the moment I'm not sure there are.
There's not three worse sides, as we said. The argument I'll say about that is it's a 9-month season, and you can take the seasons in little bit tight chunks. And at the moment now, we're not looking great, but we've got 3 million injured players at the moment. What are you saying about that?
It's just awful. Our starters were making mistakes as well. It wasn't just like the reserve. It's just not. It's not good enough. It's awful.
Okay, and it's awful. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I thought that we looked good in parts, especially at the beginning of the game. We got the early goal and we looked good, and then it just sort of went a bit horribly wrong, didn't it?
It's at the back, we can't get out, and the defence looks shaky, and we had chances. Like, Wissa had a chance with 20 to go, which he should have scored and missed, and it's the same. There's good parts, but it's just not good enough throughout the game.
There's an argument, people are saying that Flecken seems stuck to his, rooted to the spot. I mean, we had a couple of chances, really good chances there, and their goalkeeper pulled off a couple of good saves, and we asked the question, would Flecken have done the same thing? And that is the difference between you getting back into the game and not. Like, we could have got back into that game if we scored that, but their goalkeeper saved the ball. But we've had a couple of chances with Flecken, literally he hasn't even moved.
He stands. You've got to dive. If you dive and don't get there, it happens. But like half the time, he's not diving at safe shots, and when he does dive, the ball's in the net before he gets to the floor. It's just, his feet is all right, but he doesn't make any saves. Like every shot, you think is going to go in. every shot.
We'll be all right, won't we?
Hopefully. I don't have much faith in us. But when we get players back, it might get better.
You bees.
So it's not going according to plan. This end of season, end of year bids, is it?
No, it's not. No. We're supposed to be winning games and going up the league, but we're not. And it's a bit of a worry.
And why? And just tell me why. I mean, what happened out there again? Listen, we had team. We changed the formation. We look. You know, we got an early goal. We were looking good, and then it just seemed to fall apart.
I think everybody would have said that was the right team to play to start with, and obviously we had a good start. It sounds rubbish, but I think we're a bit unlucky at the moment as well.
No, it's not rubbish.
We had lots of chances on another day that could have gone our way, and it didn't. We're just not quite good enough, it's got to be said. And, you know, it is a worry. We're in right doo-doo, but, you know, let's enjoy it and get on with it and, you know.
Enjoy the doo-doo?
Well, enjoy the fight. I mean, it's football, isn't it? So, you know, we'll enjoy the fight and let's win the fight and, you know, go again next year.
Let's go again next year. Listen, let's enjoy the fight. Listen. Okay, easy life. Bees fans are departing. We're right in this. Look, we're just in the stadium. We're looking down. It's in a bit of a...
Oh, sorry, mate.
So I've been... Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. You know what I'm saying? Almost got run over by a character. But it's in a little bit of a dip, a little bit of a kind of basin. We're looking at the basin, and Brentford are sort of kind of deep in the shit there, really, shouldn't they? If we're talking about basins.
Yeah, it's just good just to get a game out of the way, get end of season. It's been a poor end to the season. I just think it was sadly predictable what was going to happen today. We come here thinking that was going to happen. That's what did happen. No prizes. I don't want a pat on the back or a pint for knowing that. I thought there were a lot of chances, which... We got a big striker on the pitch that he may take. We didn't lay down again, but the game was all over and done with, to be honest. At 3-1, that was game, set and match. But, you know, their keeper pulled off a couple of big ones. I need to see the chances again on Match of the Day or whatever tonight, but it looked like Johan Wieser had a couple of really good chances. A couple of headers that kind of just went wide. It's same old, isn't it? It's just like, you know, we're putting the same record on every game at the moment. We just need these 3 weeks. We need the transfer window. We need 3 weeks for players to get fit again. We need Ivan's situation to sort itself out. By the time we take the pitch against Nottingham Forest, I think we'll be in a better place. It's a biggie. You know, I remember going up to Forest before, or going to play Forest before, and it was like everything was on that game, and we won that game. I think we all win that game too, and I think
Everyone's back. I mean, just throw the kitchen sink at them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're taking that for granted, you know, but I still think we're way too strong to be overly worried. But at the moment, you know, a few Brentford fans having a snipe at each other as always. Three or four games on the defeat, and it's too much for some fans. You know, we've been here and seen it. But not maybe at this level before, but we've been in these runs before, and we just got to get behind the players, and they're not letting us down overall. The performance levels, you know, by most is really, really all right, but we're just not strong enough. We're not a strong Premiership club at the moment, and we're being punished badly.
What are you going to say?
I mean, for me, it's about confidence. I think we're lacking confidence. I think we're playing like we're not a confident team. And I think that's a result of the last three or four or five or six games. And I think once we get the confidence back, I think this is a different team. When we get the players back, it's a different team. But right now, they look demoralized in a way. And I want them to come back from that. And I think Thomas Frank is the guy that get us back there.
And you, I mean, you come where you come from?
I'm from the U.S. in New Jersey, but we live in Kew. So we're local, you know, so we go to a lot of games and we watch a lot of Brentford games. And this is the most unconfident team I've seen in 3 years or more.
So, and now we're going to turn around because we've got some good players there. You know, we play some good football. Do we just need a break?
We need a break. We need to get some guys back. We need to get Ivan back. We need to get our players back. I mean, this is not our team. This is a different team.
So you're still confident? Bees are staying up, yeah?
We'll stay up.
You bees.
We will stay up.
You bees.
You bees.
Another Yankee in the house here. Listen, we've got Yankees all over the place, you know what I'm saying? From American star that come over from America. We had a few over a few weeks ago. But we also got some few local Yankees that have come over and been living over here now, and they follow the bees. And you look ashen. You look ashen grey, you know what I'm saying? You look depressed.
That's a great way to put it. It's been 3.5 months now where I've watched a Brentford team that isn't my Brentford team. It's almost the best of the B team playing on a pitch against the best players in the world, and they try their best, right? You see him on the pitch all the time. You see Yarmolenko providing. You see him giving the ball to Wissa, which is what we need. We need Wissa to be the one who controls the pitch when we don't have a Buemo, we don't have a Tony, we don't have a Shada, we don't have anybody who goes to attack a goal. And then you go back in defense and you have Garros and you have Ruslov, who Ruslov's is a dead-on right back, and you have Simon Garros, who in my mind is a cam, not even close to a left back, and you throw him in to try to help us in the wings and you help us in the center, and they can't, that's not their job, they can't do it. So then you reflect and you say, all right, so who is that guy? And you have Nathan Collins, you have Pinnock, and you have Zenka, who also are dead-on center backs. And they can't go, because right now we have a squad, a young squad, who needs placement. They need ball placement. They need you to give them the ball on the beyond the half where they can actually do something. And every time we rely on Wissa, we rely on Yarmolenko, we rely on our wingers, and they, if you can't give them a proper ball, and the delivery system has just been flawed. We don't have the disconnect from the front and the back is just brutal right now. It's hard to watch. It's quite frankly, it's irritating, because all we need is just a Christian Norgaard and a healthy Jensen to do that. But then they also don't have right mids and left mids who could take the ball on the wide wings and then deliver to where this ball is supposed to be. And I don't know what the solution is until we have our players back. But right now it's frustrating. I know Thomas Frank's doing his best and the rest of them are, but for the past 3 years we haven't seen a squad as non-connected as they are right now, and it's frustrating. Quite frustrating.
You beast. You beast. You beast.
You beast.
Thank you,
mate. Back at the goat house now, where the beast, a bit of a Brentford takeover before here. I mean, I think Palace were quite surprised Brentford took over. Their little local boozer here. Very good pub as well, I have to say. Right in the heart of the Palace land. Didn't know there was as good pubs as this in their manner. However, what we may have done, taking over their boozer, we didn't quite take over the pitch as we got to Selhurst Park. We got an early goal, then after that it all seemed to go horribly wrong. How do you see it from your end, the Palace boy in the house?
I think the main thing is we got Michael Olise and Eberechi Eze, and you haven't. And it was two teams pretty short of confidence, but when you've got those two on your side, you know that they're always capable of doing something out of the ordinary. And I reckon the end of it, that's probably the difference. Once they started to worry your defence.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You look really shaky at the back. Didn't look like your defence had much confidence in the keeper. And I thought that gave us a bit of a momentum to keep having a go. So that's the main difference. We've got two quality players that you haven't got.
At the moment? I'd say, at the moment. Is that moment. Right? Listen,
I'm sure yours are out injured at the moment, and they'll be back. But yes,
that's right. Listen, I know everyone gets their injuries, but not sometimes not as many as we do. And I'm sure if the Mbeumo and the Ivan Toonies and all them lot of the world and the Rico Henrys were in there, it would have been a different game altogether. But it wasn't, and you took advantage.
We did, thankfully. And even though you bought that little git Mopai on, he managed to get one shot in, which thankfully hit the bar, and we were able to get into pantomime season and boo every time he touched the ball, which was great fun for us. And it's lovely.
Probably the most noise that you made all game, though, wasn't it?
It's lovely to see him on the losing side for once. It's been a long time since we've defeated him. But it keeps Roy in the job. And we just said Steve Cooper can probably book a 3-week holiday now.
Tell you something, it's a shame that Steve Cooper wasn't manager today, because if it was, it would be a different story altogether, because you probably don't know, we do not like Steve Cooper, and I think we would have raised it up about 74 levels. But anyway, it didn't really happen today. Another Palace boy in the house here today. Yeah. Hey, look at him, he's just standing up here, looking quite casual, yeah. Looking much more cash, relaxed. Much more relaxed than you were before the game. You were looking quite nervous before the game.
I was quite nervous for the game because we're shit at the moment. But, you know, we're not quite as shit as on the day as Brentford were. But, you know, I think in a way it played to our strengths that you went ahead so early. Going ahead early as a team short on confidence, which you are and we are, is always really difficult. And you've got a lot to hold on to. And I thought the game swung after that. I just didn't think you had much in it, really. I think we ran the game, really, after that. Which was lovely.
Listen, it's about having chances. You know, you talk about obviously Eze, and we know Eze, the QPR man in the house. He scored the first goal as well. A typical goal as well. Brentford concede as well. Ball goes right across the area.
Elise's goal, the first one.
Elise, right. Ball right across the area to the far post. The amount of goals that we conceded recently like
from that position.
Exactly. Similar goal every time. Yeah. You must have watched all the videos and thought, let's do the same thing.
But it seems to be a bit of a thing that IU seems to have noticed that's a good place to cross to suddenly, all out, you know, out of nowhere, because the goal at Chelsea was not dissimilar in a way. So I think, you know, we're obviously in a bit of a roll with that, but we've been enduring the result. We've played quite well the last few games, and just we didn't play badly against Liverpool and got done after the stupid sending off, and you know two draws against really good sides. You know, I'll take that, and then crap defeat against Chelsea with a dodgy penalty. So we were definitely due a result, but who knows? I mean, we'll both still be in it. I mean, like you say, you're a much better team when you've got all your players fit, as we have been when all our players are fit. Who knows whether, at least say, pulling up at the end will be another injury saga for us. Who knows? We'll see.
Who will know? We've got Palace in the house here today. Smiling again. Listen. You're smiling. I'm not sure if you're smiling because the Palace got a win. And did they get a win to celebrate your little tour? Because you're going east, and we're not talking about Leighton Orient. We're talking about you're going proper east, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm going travelling for 6 months, so it's my last game of the season. I was worried.
Oh, loyal.
I was worried before the match that I might see Roy get sacked, because I love Roy, so I'm very pleased. Very, very pleased.
And the game today, I mean, it swung away from you, then it swung towards you, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it felt very typical Palace to concede 2 minutes in, and VAR took bloody ages, which was awful again. We've had quite a lot of them recently. But yeah, I was really happy that we managed to stay in it. It was a lovely cross from IU for the Elise volley, which was gorgeous. So yeah, I was really, really pleased with that. And I just thought we really kept ourselves in it, especially at the end. I thought Anderson did really well, just getting on everything, getting on the clearances. So yeah, really pleased.
And Brentford, I mean, look, you know, we're here, like I said to you, we've had a good day regardless anyway. You know, it's not nice coming here and everyone thinking, oh look, you're always celebrating. We said, no, listen, we just got to make the most of the day. Like, we had a good day today, no food in the pub, we ordered a West Indian takeaway to the pub, massive takeaway for everybody, and that was all good. Like, you know, we sat down there, good drinks, chatting with you lot, we were chatting before the game, and then it went horribly wrong for us. It could have gone either way. You know, we hit the post, don't forget, you know, and we also had probably a couple of chances, which we should have put away, right in front of you.
The Mope one that hit the bar right in front of us, obviously we hate him as well, so that was a bit of a nervous moment. But, yeah, Henderson also got a really, really good save right at the end, off a kind of deflection.
That was a great save at the end.
Great save.
Yeah.
Rebounds
or something. I don't even know quite what happened, really. Yeah. And we said, we're not having a go, but we just sort of said, you know, would our goalkeeper, we've got question marks about our goalkeeper, would he have saved that? Because the difference between certain results is also when you get one-on-ones with a goalkeeper and they pull something off. And if they don't, team's back in the game. Yeah. We pull that back in at 3-2, we're back in the game.
Yeah, totally. Although that was really late. But yeah, even at 3-1, you're never comfortable. We're not, you know.
We had a header right in front of the goal that went straight to your keeper as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, it could have gone, couldn't it? But it didn't on this day, so we'll take that.
So like I said to you, it was tight, and we know that as well, but you got the result at the end of the day, which makes you feel happy. And for us, again, I'm a glass half full man, and I think the season finishes in May. And we've got good enough players, so I don't think it's going to be an issue.
No, I don't think you'll have an issue either. I think you've had a really good season so far. I think we were feeling definitely more nervous today. So it's hopefully will bring a bit of confidence to us now going into the new year.
UBs?
No.
More bees in the house. Listen, bees take over. So tell me, this match.
It was pretty
disappointing yet again, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we kind of got what we deserved, really. Wasn't a disastrous performance, but they were, like, better than us. Maybe one goal better than us rather than two. We didn't embarrass ourselves. It's all right.
Talk a bit more about that game. I mean, talk about the game itself. Look, we win in that game. We got an early goal. I mean, you're sort of saying, but we got an early goal. So where does it go from there? I mean, we could have, if we held on, we would have won the game. So what went wrong?
Yeah, I don't know, really. I mean, I think they always threatened when they came forward. They got some superb attacking players. Elise, I think, got two of the goals. He's like an absolute beauty to watch. So there's no disgrace in being unable to stop a player of his calibre, I think. You know, I thought we did all right. We're down to the bare bones, we know that.
And we've talked about they're down to bare bones, but still, we put out a team today and we actually could have got a result if a few things did happen and maybe a few things didn't happen. For a start, you know, you've got to... they got some creative players, but we need to be a little bit, you know, we need to be a little bit more active in stopping them players doing what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? We know what Eze's like. We played against him, against QPR, or maybe most of these players never played against him, and maybe that's half the problem. And they kind of like, you know, they're getting a little bit complacent.
Yeah, but again, they're kind of like, they're better than a top 15 Premier League side. You know, him and Elise are top six kind of players. So I thought we did okay. We can do better. We will do better when we've got players back. But just, you know, not the end of the world.
So B's in the house. And listen, we know we didn't win the game. Palace are happy. We got players out injured. We've heard all the stories. We can't say that before. But what I'd say is that, you know, we're finishing 2023 on a bit of a low, which means that we can only enter 2024 on a bit of a high, because we know that we've got some positive things coming. We've got some players coming back. We know we play some great football. So at the end of the day, like, we've got to look at games like this and put them behind us, don't we?
Well, mate, it's all we can do. So kind of knew coming in today it was going to be a tough one. We all knew that. Didn't get the result. Bit of a shame. But I think it's good news for us that the next home game, the next league game, is going to be so far away. One or two players back, a certain Ivan Tony recovers. And we do have a bit of a habit of going into games against better teams and getting results. So we cling on to that.
Play not in the Forest, though.
Not, yeah, we, yeah, but not in the Forest.
With all due respect.
Not, yeah, but not, That's a fair point, Bill, I see. But if you look at the form table, all teams are better than us currently. All right, so go by that logic. However, listen, what I did... This is the first time I've gone to a game, probably in 10 years, with this sort of attitude, thinking that we're not going to get anything from this game today. That's a bit of a worry. But also a wake-up call, how well we've done the last 10 years, how well the club's done, and this fucking management team. So listen, let's stick behind them. Right, we've had a lot of bad luck, but January's the time we can turn it around. We've got players coming back. It's the opportunity to bring players in. And we're up for the season. We've got points on the boards. It's quite a good year to be bad in the Premier League. And unfortunately, we're one of those bad teams, I think. But they're worse teams, I think. So I think we're going to hang in there. We're going to hang in there now. And my prediction, it's going to be another tough 6 to 8 weeks. For the last, that bit of May, that most of April, the last bit of March, the cavalry's going to come. And that's going to see us over the line. And we're going to be remembering this day, remembering how shit today is. And we're going to get ourselves over the line. And next year, it's going to be great again.
We're going to be honest. Listen, let's make Brentford great again, yeah? Make Brentford great again.
That's not what I said. But listen, if it sells baseball caps, let's do it.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you here from Palace. We're in the Goat's Tavern or something like that. Brilliant pub. We're going to get ourselves a few more drinks and then we're going to get going back. And then, like I said to you, we're going to be giving ourselves New Year's cheer. All I'm going to say to you is thank you very much for listening to us for all of this year, supporting us. Besotted.com/beer. Like I said to you, we're going to have to get bees in the house here, like you said. Well, thanks for supporting us. Buy us a beer. Like I said to you, have yourselves a really great new year. We're coming back at the other end, absolutely fighting. We're going to be fighting with our players back, as we say. Happy New Year to everyone. As we say, come on! Come on, you bees!
You bees! Where are the Eagles?
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.